Yeah, the comment I made about you can do this on animals, you know, if you think there's a placebo effect in a lot of this, there is. But when you do it on an animal and you can cure an animal, that kind of negates that idea of placebo because he doesn't know what you're doing.
Well, placebo is not a bad thing. Energy
follows. No, it's not. It's not. But I mean, people say, well, that's because, you know, the guy wants to be healed. And so, of course, if you tell him, take this pill. But if you do it on an animal and the animal gets well, the animal doesn't know what you're doing. And you can use these on, as a surrogate. She can use it on herself. Test the animal, run the magnet down the animal's back, and the animal is well.
Well, people like to use placebo as a negative, you know, that are skeptical. And I ask them, I say, well, if it was just a placebo effect, then what actually healed him? Well, he just thought he was healed. Oh, so you mean he healed himself with his mind then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they get all flustered because they're trying to be skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the placebo effect is...
Yeah,
the same power that created the body can heal the body. So.
What's neat about EFT is you don't have to believe in it. So in the emotional code, it'll tell you to buy the Nikin magnet.
He didn't say you have to. He said because they're on rollers, they go down the spine nicely because it's on a roller, but you could use a refrigerator magnet. He says your intention is what's key. So you can use whatever. He just likes these because they work particularly well for healing. Yeah.
Can I share something really quick, Artie?
Sure.
No, I really don't want to, but I think it better. Sunday, Lauren, this is in response to you, but for anybody. When you pull up this emotion code and you get the same chart that they have right there, you don't have to know how to muscle test. I mean, if you're in tune to yourself, which everyone hopefully in this room is, and your spirit, you will look at this list and you will know. I'm going to try to briefly share this quick thing of my experience. For about 14 and a half years, I've had this cough, this hack that drives myself and everybody else around me crazy. You know, I tried to call it valley fever. I just about got my tonsils out, felt that that wasn't the right thing, yada, yada. My mom, I lived with her for a while. She tried everything possible because it came up as a virus. And when she'd try to get it one place, it would go to another. I mean, tried forever. I took so many pills, I couldn't take pills anymore. I was done. Then I moved away out of the country. And last December, I wasn't able to sleep well for a couple nights in a row. And I sleep well all the time. And I just felt that something was out of alignment. And so I emailed my mom and I said, can you check me? Something's not working. Can you check? And so she said, huh, that's really weird. I just checked all your throat chakras and they were in, but right now your throat chakra is out. And I hadn't learned about chakras yet. So I said, okay, let me look into that and see what's going on. So I looked up online what the throat chakra was, what it governs. And as soon as I read it, I knew what was going on that was causing me to not sleep, that had put my throat chakra, it was out. Again, a little personal, but it was... In my marriage, I haven't been able to express myself, okay? Everyone can evaluate that on a different level. I don't feel things emotionally or mentally. My body has always taken on the stress of my life. You know what I mean? And so... And I know everyone's going to interpret this differently, but for my soul, I needed to, stay with my husband for the time, but my physical body suffered. And this was one of the things. And as we came here and I now knew what it was, and I thought, okay, I'm now making a conscious decision that I'm going to give voice and say what I need to feel. And I did that and went forth, but the cough was still there. And she tried the flower essences, and I still felt that there was something else I needed. And so when JJ set this thing out about the codes, I just, again, through intuition, I knew that there was something in the motion code that I needed. And kind of been putting it off because we kept thinking, oh, we'll learn it there. But, you know, we're prompted, no, you need to do this now. And so when I looked at the motion code chart, and I looked under the glandular, because it was my throat, I knew the two emotions there that I needed to release. And as we talk about psychological reversement, you know, you think you want to get rid of all the baggage, right? But there was this, like, hesitancy, this whatever. But I quickly got over that. And I myself, you can hit your hand. I didn't have to do anything. I just physically said, I'm willing to let this go. And just the tears, the emotion, I'm not an emotional person, but it was emotional. I cried and cried and cried and cried and cried until I couldn't cry anymore. And I was able to do this on myself. That's my point, is you can look at this chart and you can know what emotions that you need to let go of. And if you're ready to let them go, you take, like I said, any magnet. You know, I did it on myself 3 times and I felt it. It was gone. Now I needed her help for my trapped. See, I only had 2 emotions that were trapped for this life, and I knew those 2. But the heart wall thing, which again was a choice I made, you know, to do this for the greater, for what I needed to do at the time. But there were a lot of emotions in the heart wall that, you know, I didn't know all were there. And she was able to do. And so the physical response from that was, you know, you can pray and contemplate and do everything you want to be able to, for me, love more. You know, I love my kids, but I knew that there was greater love there and I wasn't being able to tap into it. But once all those heart wall things that I had put up to protect my heart years ago, once those were gone, you feel, you know, I felt that feeling that I'd wanted for so long, that increased capacity to love, was there. So I just thought I would share, because I did have reactions. I mean, very real reactions to holiness. I feel whole.
Yay, you do.
I'm not gonna do a dance, though. Even though it was great.
Sergio, I tell you that I know this lady that has a horse in San Antonio, and her name's Sean. She has a horse, and it was having trouble accepting a saddle. So she called this person, and who she trusted, who muscle tested and did some stuff, horse talking or whatever. And she found out the horse's spine was out of alignment. And all she had to do was she said something to the horse, whispered something in the horse's ear, and she touched the back, and she heard crack. Oh, I don't know if it's healed, but she accepted the saddle. The horse accepted the saddle, which is kind of interesting.
Now, what's even stranger about some of this is that Dr. Nelson said that, you know, that chart, the motion chart, he says you don't even have to look at it. He says you don't have to look at it and decide and, okay, I think. He says you can muscle test and your subconscious just knows what it is. I thought that's a little hard to believe, but who am I to say, you know? I don't know. He says in animals, same way. They don't have to know what's on there because they subconsciously know what their problem is.
What's behind this entire revolution in medical treatment,
yeah,
is learning how to communicate with your body.
Yeah.
You know, with your etheric body. That does know all about your body and everybody else's body that you have.
Yeah.
Associated,
yeah,
with.
Everything's connected. Okay, if there's any more questions, I want to go one more, get to the last part, so we can have Susan tell us about her experiences with something that's really far out, matrix energetics. Yeah. Does everybody that uses vitamins and supplements test themselves to see if their body likes it?
There's a lot of vitamins and supplements that are not good.
Right. Most of them you go in the grocery store, you're wasting your money. I personally have mine tested bioenergetically myself, by a gal who's a practitioner in Utah. She does it long distance with my hair, because your hair is a hologram of your body energetically, and it's what happens to me and my health happens to my hair. So she tests my hair, knows what's going on, tells me what I need to take. I take homeopathics and herbs and things like that. Which vitamins my body likes, which it doesn't like. I want to take turmeric. I heard wonderful things about turmeric for cancer. She said, your body doesn't like turmeric. Some people's bodies just can't handle turmeric. So I'm glad I have her because I'm not wasting my money on stuff that my body doesn't like. So if you can get in touch with somebody like that, or you can do the sway test, you can muscle test yourself, do something if you can, because like Ren might be taking all these wonderful things and none of them bioenergetically work for his body, and he's wasting his money.